Good boss or bad boss? This is Cinderella's mummy. Good boss? Bad boss. Good boss or bad boss? Some of the adults may not recognize this. Some of the adults will have watched this far too many times. Despicable Me 3. Good boss or bad boss? What do you think, children? Good boss. Okay. He doesn't look very good, but I think he is quite nice. Oh, the boss baby. Good boss or bad boss? Adrian's saying definitely a bad boss. Well, he looks a bit sinister, doesn't he? And this is for the adults. Good boss or bad boss? I certainly wouldn't want to be working for Ricky Gervais in the office. Maybe you might. Good boss or bad boss? So today, children, we're meeting two bosses. Bosses are people who control your life, who tell you what to do, and you follow them. So are they a good boss or a bad boss? Today we're going to meet two bosses, a good boss and a bad boss. But let's meet them in the Bible first. So this is the verse we're going to be looking at. If you want to turn to it in your Bibles, that would help. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. I'm going to be referring to it the whole way through. Romans chapter 6, 23. So Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Here's where we meet the two bosses. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Two bosses. First thing today is that sin is a bad boss. We've got sin over here. Sin is a bad boss. So children, when I say bad boss, what are you going to do? Bad boss. Okay, so sin is a bad boss because it gives us what we deserve, death. Sin is a bad boss. And it's true, sin is the boss of everyone, everyone born. Sin is this kind of attitude. It says, shove off God. I'm in charge. No to your rules. That's the attitude of sin. That's in all of us. Sin is a bad boss. And we're all born with that attitude. Who likes being told what to do? Not many of us. And we especially don't like God telling us what to do. And you know what? The Bible says that if we're saying we don't want God to be the boss, it means that sin's our boss. It's that simple in the Bible. If you don't want God to be your boss, sin's your boss. Because what does sin make you do? Sin says, shove off God. I'm in charge. No to your rules. So sin is the boss of everyone. And do you know what? Sin pretends to be a nice boss. A nice boss. Sin says we can do what we like when we like. Without any consequences. We can be what we like when we like. Without any consequences. And we can say what we like, when we like, without any consequences. But is sin a good boss or a bad boss? A bad boss. Because he gives us what we deserve. He gives us what we deserve. Now, in the reading we had earlier, we had the word wages of sin. Does anyone know what wage is? Wages are what we get. Or what we deserve for what we do. Wages are what we deserve for what we do. So, to test whether you understand that or not, we've got three people, three different wages, and we're going to see which one you think goes with which. So, someone's earning a little bit of money, someone's earning quite a bit of money, and someone's earning lots of money. That's their wage, what they deserve for what they do. What jobs do we have up here at Yes, Evie, what have we got? We got a cleaner, yep. What else have we got? We got a teacher here. And what else, Noah? And a footballer. So let's have a look. Who do you think got the smallest wage, what they deserve for what they do? Who do you think got the smallest wage? Yeah. The cleaner. Who do you think got the middle wage for what they do? Amelia? Teacher! Wait, some footballers, yeah, definitely. But we know that a lot of footballers get paid a lot of money. And now the adults here might be thinking, well, they don't deserve what they get for what they do. But the point of a wage is it's what you deserve or what you're paid for what you do. And sin gives us what we deserve, doesn't it? Sin is a bad boss because it gives us what we deserve. And to prove the point again, I'm going to ask for two workers, two people to do what I ask them to do. Okay, we've got Noah and Amelia's hands were up first. Yeah, come on. Come up to the front. It's funny, you volunteered for something. You don't even know what you're supposed to be doing. Got a job. I've got a lot of this bubble wrap in my house. Now, your task is to pop as many bubbles for me as you can, and I will pay you what you deserve for what you do. Go for it. I want all the bubbles out, all of the bubbles. Stamping's probably better. How's it going? Nearly done. Go on. 10 seconds. I need all the bubbles out, remember? Otherwise, you don't deserve anything. I've got my wages ready. I've lost the other one, so so you have to fight between yourselves. But I've got one at home, I'm sure. Brilliant. 3, 2, 1. Excellent. Great. Thank you. Let me just check you've done your job. I think you've deserved your job, though. So, brilliant. At the end of the service, come and get your wages from me. I will pay you what you deserve for what you do. It's probably a good thing I only brought one coin, not two there. Wages are what you deserve for what you do, aren't they? Yep. And do you think Amelia and Noah deserve something for what they did?
Yes.
Well, to be fair, it was quite a fun job, wasn't it? And I would say that this is quite a nice payment for doing something fun. Yeah? But we just said that sin's a bad boss because sin gives us what we deserve for what we do. Because sin doesn't give us a nice job and a nice payment. What's the job that sin gives us to do? It says, shove off God. I'm in charge. No to your rules. So that's the job that sin gives us. But what are the wages? What does it give us? What does it pay us? Well, we saw in the Bible, didn't we? The wages of sin is death. And to borrow a phrase from somebody else, if we reject the God of light, of life, of love, then you've already chosen a future of darkness and death and disconnection. If you reject one, you've chosen the other already. And we don't need to know much about death, apart from the fact that it makes everyone sad. Everyone sad. So death is not a good thing. It makes everyone sad. Really sad. Just think about it. Everything that you love, that you like, just not there. Gone forever. Friends, family, fun. That's death. Gone forever. Nothing nice. And that's why sin's a bad boss. Sin is a bad boss. Because it gives us what we deserve. Death. And the truth is that this is all of us. I won't get all of us up here. But children, do you reckon you could fit in this box? Well, that works quite well. Great. All right, children, come up to the front. And you need to get in that box. Okay, you might want to stand up and look at everybody. Stand up so that everybody can see you. It is a bit of a squeeze. That is right, Kaylin. Right, make sure everyone can see you. So the truth is, as I said, that sin is, when we're born, sin is the boss of everybody. Now, sin is the boss of everyone. Now, we're not born children of God over here. We're not born it. It's hard to hear, isn't it? But we're actually born with sin as our boss. Why do we need to be taught to behave or to sin? and be naughty when we're older. Well, I find myself doing one or the other with my children. We need to be taught how to behave, because by nature, what do we want to do? Why are we angry when we don't get our way? Why do we find it really difficult to listen when someone tells me to do something I don't want to do? Why do I end up arguing and squabbling with the people that I love the most? Well, it's because by nature, that's where we're born. This is what we're like. And that's where we are. And that's not good, is it? Because remember, children, sin is a bad boss. Well, we're going to see later that God isn't. But we don't just come over here by doing lots of things. So I'm going to ask you to act out a few things for me. We don't become children of God by singing lots, okay? So children, we're going to act out singing, miming, sing. What do? We sing from a book. La 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 la. We don't become children of God by singing much, do we? We don't become children of God by going to church, okay? We don't become children of God by trying to pray lots, do we? No. We don't become friends of God just by trying to be a bit kinder. You can hug each other if you want to. It's okay, no, don't worry. Yeah. Well, it's a bit of a silly illustration, but I hope it proves a point that you can do all that you like over here. You can do all that you like with sin as your boss, but it's not going to change the fact that you're not over here. It doesn't change it. So sin is a bad boss because it gives us what we deserve, death. And the next song that we're going to sing before we come back and think about the good boss is a song all about that, about our mighty, mighty Saviour. So Jamie, if you can put the words up on the screen. Right, so we said that sin is a bad boss, didn't we? Because it gives us what we deserve. But God is the best boss. So what do you think? Sin is the bad boss, but God is the best boss. Bad boss, best boss. Because he gives us what we don't deserve, life. So when I say best boss, what do you need to be saying? Best boss. So let's have a look at that on the screen, just to prove that from the passage. God is the best boss. And I've coloured it in just to show you the parallels in the passage. He's deliberately put it out this way in the Bible. There's a parallel. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Can you see? Wages and gift, sin and God, death, eternal life. There's a parallel. We're meant to compare the two. One is bad and one is best. We're meant to compare the two. So I've got a question. The children and the adults can help me with this. What Christmas presents did you get? I'd love to know what kind of Christmas presents people got in this. Chloe, you got a hamster. Wow. What's the name? You haven't named it yet. Okay. Well, you could name it Peter. That would be a great name for a hamster. No? Okay. Just suggesting. Yes, Amelia. Go. Sorry? Science. You got a science set, did you? Oh, brilliant. What did you get, Evie? Aqua beads. Wow. Are they things you put in water and they expand? What do they? That sounds cool. Great. Hannah, what did you get? Aqua beads as well. Wow, I think I need to get some aqua beads. Adults, any good presents you got? Ian?
Socks.
I was hoping for some and I didn't get any. Yeah. Anyone else? Any exciting Christmas presents? I got some shower gel. Yeah? Yeah? Once a year present, last all year, no problem. So, did you have to do jobs to get those presents? Well, not normally. I know some people do have to, but most people, if you get a present, it's a present. So you didn't get aqua beads because you had cleaned the toilet for your mum. And Ian didn't get, well, maybe Ian did get socks for cooking the dinner, I don't know, but that's not normally how it works. A gift is a present, and a present is not deserved, and it's not earned, it's just given. Yeah, that's the point of Christmas, by the way. That's why we give free presents, not deserved presents. And so to illustrate, I would like to later give all the children a little pack of Haribo sweets as a free present. You don't have to do anything for it. Parents, do speak to me after if you have any problems with that. I'll give them out at the end. So you can come and speak to me. But a free present, that you haven't had to do anything for it. And you know what? A pack of Haribo is quite good as a gift. Yeah? But God's gift's even better. Even better. Even better than a pack of Haribo. God is the best boss because he gives us what we don't deserve, which is... Do you see? What does God give us that we don't deserve? Life. Yeah, life. Now, you remember that sin was a bad boss because it gave us death. And death made everybody sad. Death is not a nice thing. But life, on the other hand, is amazing. So in death, you don't have any friends, you don't have any fun, and it's sad. But life, it's the opposite, isn't it? It is full of fun, friendship, fulfillment, satisfaction forever. Forever. That's a bit better than a pack of Haribo. Good. I agree, Amelia. It is a lot better. Life. God is the best boss because he gives us what we don't deserve. Life. But how do I get it? How do I get it? How do I get the present? So on my birthday, it just appears on the kitchen table. Amazing. Magic. But how do I get this gift of life? Well, it's not a wage. It's a gift. How do we get the gift? I've just highlighted on the verse, just to show you what it's trying to say to you. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. How do you get the gift of eternal life? How do you get it? In Christ Jesus. Through Jesus. Eternal life is found in Jesus. You don't need to pray any harder. You don't need to have a spotless record. You don't need to have lots of silly jobs that you've done for him to impress him. You don't need to do those things. You just need to come to Jesus. Did you ever think that's why he died on a cross over 2,000 years ago? Why did Jesus die on a cross? This. So Jesus faced the death that we should have faced. Yeah? So that we could live the life that we don't deserve. He died the death that we deserve to give us the life that we don't deserve. That's why he died. And that's how we get the gift of eternal life. So to recap, we're going to have all the children up at the front. They say, never work with children. We'll see how it goes. Come on up, children. Back in the box. Make sure everyone can see you. You can go in the other box now. Noah's not being Noah. Noah's playing a special role here. It's just behind there. Oh, no, it's not. Did I move it? It's here. Here we go. There you go. So, let's just recap, children. So, sin is a bad boss because it gives us what we deserve, which is death. Sad. Sad. And we're all like that by nature. We're all born like that. And we all need to do one thing. Is it pray harder? Is it have Christian family? No. It is coming here. Come on over. We need to come over to the best boss. God is the best boss. Because he gives us what we don't deserve, which is eternal life. So Noah is acting the role of Jesus here. Noah, do you want to just show people what you've got in your box? A free gift. But you can only have it, you can only have it in Jesus, in God. So you can't just take it away and just go, right, thanks very much, I'm off. You come to Jesus and you stay with him. And he shares it all out. So at the end, children, Noah's going to share these out with you. So thank you very much. Do go and grab a seat. I'll grab hold of this. Thank you. That's what we need to do. So at the end of the service, I will give them out. There you go. Go and grab a seat. Do you see? Simple. Just leaving the bad boss. How do you do that? Well, you just come to the best boss. That's it. Sin is a bad boss. Because he gives us what we deserve, death, life. God is the best boss because he gives us what we don't deserve, life. And so there are just three things to finish. So what now? Firstly, keep investigating. There'll be some here who are just kind of looking in, investigating, thinking, I'm not really sure what this is all about. You're very welcome. This is the place to be. How are you going to find out about Christianity unless you meet with Christians and see what they're really excited about? And I hope you see today that Christians are not kind of middle-class moralizers who are just here to tell you how to do things better. That's not what we're here to do. We just think we found that we're in a bad boss and we found the best boss. That's it. And we don't think we're freed of sin. We just think we need to be freed from sin. And we're people who've received the best gift ever from the best boss. And we just want others to know. So if that is you, well, do take away. There's a handful of free things at the back. This little thing has a website on it. Lots of interactive videos just explaining the essentials of the Christian faith. Take away one of these, the short booklet, The Real Jesus. Do you think, who is Jesus? Is he just a myth? Was he a madman? Take one of them away. It's at the back. And if you've got a specific question, it might be about suffering, it might be about creation or science or anything like that. Good question. There's a whole pile of them at the back. Take it for free. Have a read. There are answers. Keep questioning. Keep investigating. Secondly, keep trusting. If you're a Christian here, how did you get eternal life? By coming to Jesus. So how do you keep eternal life? By staying with him. You know it's not rocket science, but it is hard sometimes, isn't it? But praise God for being the best boss, because he doesn't treat us as our sins deserve. He should have left us with our bad boss, but he didn't. If you come to Jesus, you've done it all. And it took me 19 years to realize that was enough, that he had done everything I needed. It took me 19 years, but I'm glad I found out. And lastly, keep sharing. Keep sharing. If you're a Christian here, you know the best boss and the best news in the world. It's not a message that can be dismissed. It's true of everyone. But it's not a message that can be beaten either. No one has better news than this. There are all sorts of fads and health warnings and hopes for the future. But they don't change anything. We have the best news ever. It can't be beaten. Nothing will change this. Sin is the bad boss. It gives us what we deserve. And God is the best boss. He gives us what we don't deserve. So let's pray, and then we'll sing a song together. Father, we thank you so much for the wonderful simplicity of the gospel, that we find it all in Christ Jesus. Thank you that though we were lost in sin and facing death, we thank you for Jesus. Thank you for providing him, sending him, showing love to us in him. And we thank you for that gift of eternal life that we find only in him. Amen.